Jet's pretty sore today. He's been in for treatment, and we're hopefully he's available off the bench. But there's no guarantee at this point. We're going to continue to treat him and continue to see his progress over the next few hours.
What was the injury?
It's wrist and shoulder.
Did you go for any kind of testing?
No testing. Not at this point.
And Ender with the neck, is he good?
Yeah, he's made improvement. Feels confident he's available to come in off the bench. More optimistic today about him being able to play tomorrow.
How have you just felt about the way the team kind of feels through maybe a stretch like this when the results are going their way and just showing up every day and just
Yeah, we're continuing to work. Anytime you go through a tough stretch, you want to make sure that you're controlling the things that we can control, and that's the amount of work we put in, and the continued mindset that we have a process that we continue to believe in. Guys are working out early on the field, they're hitting on some of the defensive work, and knowing that that work eventually pays off and can help lead us out of this time.
Kind of a time when maybe some of the veteran guys, Lowry, are very even more valuable to have kind of around too.
Yeah, definitely. I think they can share experiences. You play this game long enough, you'll go through some of these times for sure. And I think that their leadership is invaluable in there, in helping these guys see and focus on the day. Start focusing out big picture, and probably leads to some negative thoughts as opposed to the positive ones of just building on what we were successful at yesterday and what we can do today to prepare to win.
Is that for shift situations?
Yeah, what Elvis is working on right now. We haven't gotten there yet, no. We're still our shortstop, and at this point right now, that's what we're focused on. He did make a nice flip for you, though.
Can you go with Piscotty? Steven?
Piscotty is doing baseball activity, ramping up, I'd say when we get home, there may be a schedule for him. Built to go out.
You talked a little bit about Wu last night in this game. Are you just kind of generally, do you feel like the need to, I know you kind of used it in different situations throughout the course of the first events, do you feel the need to, step back from the long ball as well? Stuff, or are you seeing enough encouraging signs around him that you can keep using different situations?
Yeah, we talked to Lou in terms of the performance, and there's a certain amount of luck that goes into some of the performances that he's had that haven't gone his way. We also talk about pitch selection and ahead in the count, leading to some of that unnecessary bad luck. We're going to continue to grind on looking at ways to get Lou in to have success. And he's one of the guys down in that bullpen we need. And we need him to have success. He's had it here and shown it for periods of time. And he's a veteran down there, even though it's three plus years. It's someone we're going to need.
Does he look in terms of the repertoire, what you see from the pitches themselves, does he look similar to last year? He said he was feeling not the same or better.
Yeah, he said that he feels the same or better. He looks the same. He may be able to use his breaking ball a little bit more against left-handed hitters as an equalizer. So something we've dug into. The depth on the changeup isn't necessarily a strikeout pitch. Maybe it has been in the past. I think it leads more to contact, weak contact, as we saw last night. I think the double down the right, left field line was a changeup down and away. And contact type left-handed hitter is going to be able to stay on and put in play, which in that situation, maybe not the best pitch selection. Again, we're evaluating everything and trying to determine for Lou what his best pitches and pitch sequence and finish pitches are.
What challenges does a contact hitting offense like they are present as opposed to a team that may not have as much contact but they're dangerous, they hit home runs, but they put the ball in plays once these guys seem to put the ball in play a lot? It's a different kind of challenge.
Yeah, when you have strikeout pitchers, these type of clubs can be pestrous, where they're fouling balls off and hitting balls off the plate that go 25 feet in the air and it's a single. Those things happen when you put the ball in play. So yeah, it presents a different challenge. You execute your pitches early count in good spots against contact hitters. Generally, those lead to early outs. I think that's a focus for us.
You guys saw Stephen Kwan when the Cardinals are big. What is just having you know that? What is it doing
for them?
Yeah.
He's a guy who just doesn't strike out, as we talk about. He puts the ball in play. He's a, on base, he just seems like he creates some type of problem. And, we saw that last night. And, we needed a big out, and he put a ball in play that got up the middle, and thus led to a run.
You've been believing that what you saw last night from Bethancourt was in there and it was going to happen, and it has happened in spurts, but see it all kind of come together the way it did last night. I'm hopeful that that's kind of a taking off point for him, or maybe you would use him now in more situations than you wouldn't have before because he might be hot and you want to take advantage of that.
Well, I mean, anytime a player gets hot, you want to try to take advantage of it. And for him, coming off last night's game, the way he swung the bat, that was a really, really impressive night. Not many guys, as we talked about early in the league, have had nights where they square the baseball up four consecutive times over 103 miles an hour.
That is correct.
So, good signs for him. And we'll look at every opportunity, as you talk about, to get him in the lineup and to have that bat be a piece of our offense.
A couple of weeks ago, you tried to adjust things a little bit to maybe elevate pitches more. You've seen a lot of pitches low and on the ground, knowing that that could also maybe lead more sort of a miss. Are you okay with like seeing a hitter make that kind of adjustment with that sort of risk?
Yeah, I think hitters need to have confidence in what adjustments they're making. For me, I've had no problems or issues with the way Christian swung the bat this year. In my mind, the visual picture is him always grinding at bats, always taking quality at bats. Yes, you may look bad on a nasty breaking ball from a right-hander, but every right-handed hitter looks bad on breaking balls at certain points against really good pitching. So I think he's done a great job. And making the adjustment, if he wants to elevate the baseball more, and the result was what it was last night, it's great.
All right, thanks, Hans.
All right.